everyone. Thank you, Catherine, for that introduction. So today, I just want to tell you about a campaign that we ran in the summer of 2014. It was called Show Us Your Healthy Selfie, and it was a real fun campaign. It got our government employees involved. No personal financial relationships to disclose. So this was quite a complex campaign, but I only have 15 minutes to talk, so I'm cutting it very short. So today I'm going to give you a high-level overview of what the campaign was, share some results with you, as well as some barriers and lessons learned in implementation. Okay, so we called it the Healthiest CIO Challenge. And it wouldn't be federal government if we didn't have our acronyms. So CIO stands for Centers, Institutes, and Offices. And you can think about that at a work site as different departments. And so we have 15 departments, very large departments, ranging from 300 to 3,000 employees per department. And so this challenge was really our aim to help our CDC employees become more active, make healthier food choices, and achieve better work-life balance. We had our kind of departments compete against each other to try to get as many physical activity minutes as possible. And our theme was be good to yourself, show us your healthy selfie. And if you can remember, the summer of 2014, Ellen DeGeneres was doing all these selfie themes. We had, I think, Good Morning America also doing some different selfie themes. The selfie stick was coming out. So we really kind of used this platform to get our employees involved. So the be good to yourself, show us your healthy selfie campaign was born during that summer. We got a lot of selfies. We got over 300 to 4,000 photos sent to us sharing what different employees were doing to become healthier. And so it wasn't just your typical, you know, going out for a jog or running. There were different activities that were happening, people gardening, sitting home being with their families, having a healthy dinner, yoga, dancing. So a lot of really fun things came out, and the different photos that were sent to us highlighted that. We also made this kind of a sub-challenge. We tried to get the fun pictures out to showcase on our main website for this campaign. And so we tried to pick a healthy selfie of the week. And so I think that really also helped people kind of see what their other coworkers were doing to become healthier. Okay, let me talk a little bit about the reach of CDC. We're a very large agency. We have about 19,000 employees, global and domestic. We have about 2,000 to 3,000 in our global field sites internationally, as well as 15,000 roughly in our domestic sites. Half of that based right in Atlanta. So we opened up this campaign to anyone who wanted to participate. It was really cool to see different selfies come from South Africa and the different international field sites. We had employees showing different tribal dances that they were doing. So again, this campaign was open to anyone who wanted to participate. So what was the challenge? We asked our employees to complete 6 out of 10 weeks of 150 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic activity. And so they basically had to log their progress. They also had different nutritional goals to meet. And so we had kind of a checklist of nutritional goals that they could circle that they were doing once per week. So if it was drinking more water or getting rid of soda, that nutritional goal was met for the week. But they also had to complete 150 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic activity. And then they had to log this on a sheet and send it back to us by the end of the 10-week program. We definitely had some overachievers at CDC. So we went ahead and made level twos and level threes, where meeting the physical activity guidelines added muscle strengthening to level two that they had to do 2 days a week. And then for those real hardcore physical activity folks, those who wanted to do 300 minutes total per week for 6 out of the 10 weeks, certainly were also called completers. So we had several phases of this campaign. For those who implement worksite wellness campaigns, you know how very intense they can be in time-wise in getting people involved. But we had several different phases. So the first phase was really just getting people aware that this campaign was happening, when to sign up. The folks, we really wanted to get people to sign up for the challenge, so they had to understand what it was and when it was happening. The second phase was focused on just getting people to stay active. So once they sign up, they've chosen to meet either the level one, level two, or level three goal. You know, we have to keep them moving. How are we going to do that? How are we going to get their coworkers involved to get them motivated? And then phase three was actually turning in their log. We certainly have a lot of folks at CDC who are already exercising, and people who just don't want to participate in turning in their log. That's an extra step to their Fitbits that they're already wearing. So turning in their log was actually our last phase of the campaign, was getting people to say, hey, we completed, and let's check your name off the list. We definitely have different components of this campaign that happened in phase one through three. Communication was incredibly important to get the word out. Leadership engagement, another key component to any worksite wellness program, having the partnerships involved with the different CIOs and leadership, the culture of a worksite, understanding what kind of is involved with a particular department within CDC, and then of course the participation. And today I'm really just going to focus in on the participation and share those results with you. Okay, so again, lots of acronyms there. So 15 departments. You got Global Health, we got Chronic, the Chronic Center, a lot of different CIOs. And our Work-Life Wellness Office, we're kind of spearheading this campaign. We have 15 departments ranging between 300 to 3,000 employees. So we had asked leadership to give us what we call a CIO champion. And that CIO champion will be the kind of the communicator to the different, nutrition and physical activity newsletters that we were sending, getting the employees to know what fitness activities were happening on our CDC campus. So we had 15 CIO champions involved with this campaign. We then tapped our team captains because, as you know, one department has several different teams. And so, for example, you might have the chronic division, but the chronic division has eight different sub-departments. They might have cancer, diabetes, obesity, and so each one of those were led by a team captain to kind of infiltrate to that employee level within each one of those individuals. And so we had 4,262 employees participate in this campaign. The CIOs, the departments, are divided into three categories. We had a small, medium, and large category, 3 to 1,000, and then 1,000 to 1,500 for medium, and then anything above 2,000 we considered a large department. So we have several key levers among these phases, and I would definitely say that communication and leadership were those main levers. If we had not had those CIO champions and have kind of that director give us a name or have them volunteer their time even, we definitely don't think we would have gotten as much participation as we did. We really utilized those 88 team captains to spread the word, but even having the leaders lead a walk, kind of walk that walk, talk that talk about physical activity, really helped to engage the rest of the employees within the agency. And so sending an email, knowing that an employee really looks to their lead, to their supervisor or to a director to support them in their health and well-being, is an incredible key component of any worksite program. Okay, so who were the winners? Overall, we had about 22% sign up for the challenge. So that's out of the 19,000 total employees. We had about 9%, so 1,500 complete and send us logs for overall CDC. As I mentioned, the small, medium, and large different categories. For the small, we had roughly about 500, so 42% of those 500 that signed up and 22% complete. Our medium division, that was the chronic center right there. That's not surprising that they won the medium category. And then our NCEZID, which is our zoonotic infectious disease division, won our large category. So we had a post-survey. Unfortunately, we know with surveys, we had a low response rate, but they definitely, our employees did tell us what they want for next time. And I'm not going to go into lack of time and scheduling, but that is obviously always a physical activity hurdle for any one of the employees. And that was one big reason why they did not either complete the campaign or sign up for the campaign. Tracking and form issues, I had mentioned earlier, a lot of folks just, they don't do the pen and paper anymore, and so they did not want to send us the log for completion. So better ways that we can do some tracking for this campaign will be something we need to think about. And then understanding the challenge goals. I think with any program, just keeping the simple messages, as I had showed earlier, we had three different levels, and so people were like, 150 minutes? I thought it was 300 minutes, or do I include the muscle strengthening in that? Does that mean I'm a completer? And so us trying to keep our messages very simple is another way to get people to participate and stay engaged. Physical activity in itself is 150 minutes of moderate intensity physical activity is very hard for someone who is just starting to work out. And so we got a lot of feedback saying, can you make that not as challenging? And then I'll participate in the next campaign. So that's something else we'll be thinking about. And then leadership. We actually did have quite a few employees say that their leader was not supportive of, you know, participating in different activities on our campus that were fitness or peer-led walking groups. You know, stay at your desk, get your work done. And so we really need to do a better job of having our leaders support, again, health and well-being for our employees. And then kind of went over some of these. These are our lessons learned. The tracking, we're going to do a better job of trying to find an easier way to do the pen and paper logs. The timing, this was during the summer of 2014, and in Atlanta we know that it's hot. So they're like, can you move this into springtime? I'm not going to go out and do any physical activity. So I was thinking about when we can move this campaign to a better time. Photos and buy-in definitely was a big help to getting people involved. But also the communication. I cannot stress enough, just infiltrating through those CAO champions and team captains was incredibly helpful for us to have a successful campaign. So in closing, I just want to say that behavior change is really hard, especially at any work site. I think making it easy, getting your coworkers to support you in any way, shape, or form, getting people involved, it takes, you know, little steps to change a worksite culture that might not be as supportive of health and physical activity, and so it does take time. Leadership engagement as well as social engagement is going to be incredibly helpful to getting people motivated and to even think about their health. But also, you got to think about the amount of work it takes to run a campaign. I just showed you one little piece of it, but our team of 12 folks in our work life wellness office really had to spearhead this campaign and get communications efforts out as easy and simple as possible. But it can be done. So thank you.